Joined now by Raptors reporter Josh Lewinberg. Josh, who is the most anchory anchor that you have worked with?
Jim Taddy?
Yeah.
Who apparently is Canada's alternative to Ryan Seacrest, is what I heard on my ride home.
He is
yesterday.
Super think drunk about, cause Monday. Oh,
yeah, think about super. It for a second. Both of them do 100 different jobs over a wide variety of different areas. Both of them are very sexual individuals who are great to look at between Seacrest and Taddy.
Both of them very, very handsome gentlemen.
Yes, handsome, sexual people. So I stick by that.
I'm sorry with the sexual Jim Taddy part?
I'm giving that one big yes guy.
Oh, and, no guy.
Free no button. Guy.
Free also, mustache rides for all the ladies.
I thought you said there was a gigantic mob in the studio.
No,
I thought somebody might have let the Matt Cause groupies in again.
You are too kind. They are few, and they have very low self-esteem. Joined by Josh Lewinberg here at TSN 1050. Josh, 100 ways to go on the Damari Carroll comments, talking about issues with trust, talking about how players felt like that, you know, Lowry and DeRozan didn't trust them, and so much iso ball. 100 places we can go. Here's my first one. Is Dwayne Casey, DeMar DeRozan, and Kyle Lowry, are those three capable of changing either their game plan or their style of play to making the Raptors a more, you know, just assist-friendly, ball-movement team that doesn't get all clogged up, especially in the playoffs?
Well, that's the fundamental question. Can a leopard change his spots? This has been the DNA of this team for a long time now. It's not just Casey. It's not just DeMar DeRozan. It's this whole group. And they've been together for so long playing this way that it is going to be very difficult. Things that Damari mentioned yesterday, and I think one of the things that sparked some eyebrows to raise, but it's true. I mean, it's going to be a big challenge for a team with a really similar personnel, same coach, same core of players, to change 100% of the way that they play. I mean, they can do it to a degree. They have done it. And that's one of the things that a lot of people forget is they went through stretches last year in a number of games where they were moving the ball better. And then the offense was a little bit more free-flowing, but it never took. And that's a point that Damari made, is that once adversity hits, and I'm not even just speaking adversity in the grand scale of things, but even in game, whether it's a defense tightening up towards the end of the fourth quarter, or maybe it's a series of like five or six shots that don't go in, all of a sudden, that's when you revert back to who you were, who you have been as a team and as a player. So it's those habits that are really tough to break. And that's been, I think, one of the biggest challenges for the Raptors this summer, Dwayne Casey this summer, as he designs what they hope will be a very different looking offense for next year.
Josh, what I can't know from here is, does it get to be iso ball? And we're throwing out some of the numbers that say 86% of Lowry's two-point baskets were unassisted, which is a huge number. Does it get to be iso ball wrongly or correctly? Like, is there enough talent that come a playoff time around DeMar and Kyle that iso ball doesn't have to be a thing? What's your take?
Well, I mean, I think the biggest challenge is because DeMar DeRozan has such a high usage rate, understandably so. He's one of your two best players, and that's his strength. So the way that Dwayne Casey has always seen it, it's not that he doesn't want them to move the ball or he's telling them, hey, don't move the ball. But as a coach, you've got to adapt, and you've got to play to the strength of your players, to your personnel. DeRozan, that's just who he is. He's not a Klay Thompson, Steph Curry type of guard where you're a spot-up shooter, you're setting up your offense and the offense of other players by moving the ball. He has gotten a lot better, I think, at setting up his teammates, but even that requires him to sort of isolate, put the ball on the floor, get to the rim, and then it's a pass out to the perimeter, or a lot of those times he's getting to the free throw line, which negates an assist. So it's not going to change overnight, even if they are able to make those system tweaks that Masai Ujiri has been talking about. But there's got to be a balance. There's got to be a balance, and there hasn't been. So that's basically what the challenge is right now.
Josh, do you think Kyle and DeMar want to change?
I think Kyle wants to change, and that's a big reason, I think, why people are starting to listen. Because this isn't new, Matt. These are rumblings that we were hearing about a divide in the locker room in the summer of 2015. That's before they even signed Damari Carroll. At that point, the Raptors were just coming off of a second half collapse, and one that ultimately led to them being swept by Washington in the first round. And there were a lot of guys, mainly the secondary role players, that were not happy with the style of play. And I mean, that's human nature. When you're winning and things are going well, everyone sings kumbaya, and then once adversity hits, that's when people start pointing fingers. But the biggest difference between that, I think, and this is your best player is now one of those guys that is pointing those fingers. Lowry, throughout the season, was voicing displeasure, primarily behind the scenes, but even a little bit with the media over how the team was playing. And I think that was the biggest thing that sparked Masai Ujiri's culture reset speech after the end of the season. And by the way, culture reset might as well be system tweaks. That's what he's calling for. And that was speaking, I think, to Lowry, who at the time they were trying to recruit. They were trying to bring back. Lowry is the type of player that, yes, he has succeeded. He has excelled playing this style of play, the ISO ball. But he's good enough and versatile enough as a player that I think he can fit in to just about any offense. It's going to be Damar, I think, who is good enough and is talented enough to make those changes. But for him, he spent his whole career playing one way. And I think for Lowry to be happy and for this team to be successful, primarily in the playoffs, for them to take the next step, they're going to have to figure out a way to compromise.
Josh Lewenberg joining us here on Overdrive on TSN 1050. And by the way, your phone is, let's just get the elephant out of the room. We're thinking the moth is coming, it's been attacking your phone. Cause it's, yeah. The quality level's been good, and then it goes out a little bit, then it's good again, but you nailed that final answer. So, you know, I want to ask at least one other one. And it's interesting, you mentioned how with Lowry, it feels like more just he's got to want to do it to make the offense much more just flowing, more friendly. But then you sort of touched on it. But it seems like DeMar DeRozan, it's less about want. It's more about does DeMar DeRozan have the skill set to be the sort of facilitator that's required if you want to have an offense where everyone is touching the ball?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question. Can he do it? I don't have an answer to that. I'm not sure anyone does. I mean, DeMar has talked about working on his three-point shot this summer. That's something that we've heard a number of times before. Every year he sort of comes into the season and says, this is the year that I add that. And he always insists that, and it makes sense. I mean, he's such a good shooter from mid-range that you would think that you take a step or two back, especially if you're working on those shots as much as he works, that would be a transition that comes natural. But it's always something that he's gone away from once the season begins. Old habits die hard. You've been playing basketball not just for your entire NBA career, but DeMar has been doing it his whole life. He grew up watching Kobe Bryant, trying to emulate him. So these are things in the DNA of a player. And basketball is not like baseball or football, where there's so many guys on a roster, so many pieces that need to fit. You're relying so heavily on your best players that a team's DNA masks very closely your best player's DNA. So I think it starts with Dwayne Casey, absolutely. This is not, by talking about DeMar, I'm not giving the coaching staff a pass here. They've got to make sure that they're putting these plays in, that they're setting the bar from day one, and those who aren't following the game plan, whether it's DeRozan or the 10th man on the roster, if you're not following the game plan, you sit. So they've got to do a better job of doing that, and DeMar, from top to bottom, the guy at the top of the roster, the guy at the bottom of the roster, everyone's got to be on the same page, and we can't be hearing about a locker room divide in 6 months.
I was going to ask you, Josh, when I look at the roster, I think what Damari might be referring to, well, when I think of what his comments I take from them is, it seems to be more a GM problem than a coaching problem. What do you think? Is what he's referring to more a coaching thing or a general managing thing and we need better players?
Like I said, it's everybody, and it's not a matter of better or worse, because I think DeMar DeRozan is an excellent player, but he is who he is as a player.
But the players around him, like those DeMar and Kyle, excellent, but the 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 guys, do they need to be better, or is it just 1 and 2 need to use what they have better?
Well, I'll tell you this, DT, they're going to be different this year. Whether they're better or worse, they're going to be different. The Raptors, I think it was John Schumann of NBA.com, posted his annual continuity rankings on Twitter today. Normally, the Raptors are at the top of that list every year with bringing back basically the same players. They were 19th this year, meaning that a whole lot of the minutes that were played in the rotation last year are now gone. And that's basically entirely the supporting staff, the supporting cast. A lot of those guys were probably the guys last year that were doing a lot of the complaining about how this team was playing. So it'll be very interesting to see with some of these younger guys that are now growing up in this organization that were being taught to do a lot of the things that now the Raptors are saying, well, wait, we're not going to play like that anymore. Norman Powell, DeLon Wright, this is the system that they've been taught. So again, Damari said it, and a lot of people had a problem with it, but it's really hard to argue with this. It's going to be really tough to change, and not just for DeMar DeRozan, but for a lot of these other guys, including the secondary role players as well.
Josh, here's my message. Don't you ever change at all. Promise me, sir?
You got my word, Matt.